It took a few years to see, but it was the right thing to do. We both have moved on and have found happiness. During this process, I had supporters and non-supporters. I started becoming less involved in church because I was ashamed. I still loved Jesus immensely, but was no longer the poster child for Christianity. Now I had the big D on my forehead, and I was still asking questions that no one had answers for. Finally, in 2011, I had made up my mind. I wanted to know why I believed what I believed. Was it because this was the only way? Or was it because generations of humans had made this way law and God really had another way? So I left the church. That's right, I walked away. See, me and God had a very serious conversation and I wanted Him to teach me and guide me. I had used the walls of the church as an escaping mechanism for long enough. Now it was time to get down and dirty and get to the meat and potatoes of it all. I told God that I wanted a fresh slate. I would have no preconceived ideas about anything. I was now Sissy McClinton, believer that there is a God and He is the Almighty Creator. That's it. I have to tell you, it was not easy starting from square one, but I wanted everything new to be just that, new. My new desire was to be taught by Him and Him alone. I knew that I would be reading books, watching documentaries, surfing the web, and all that is man's influence, right? So my new constant prayer was, Lord, if this is for me, make it feel right. If this is not, show me. And boy, did He stay true to that. I have to kind of get away from my story for a moment and tell you something. Yes, that's right. I'm talking to you. Make your journey your own. Completely be open to what God has for you. He knows your path better than anyone. If the masses believe something, don't make it yours just for that reason. Ask Him to show you. Then, if it feels right, it's yours. If it doesn't, leave it and move on. Now remember, if it's not right for you, that's okay. But don't leave it with judgment. Remember, everyone is on their own journey, so just because it's not right for you doesn't mean it's not right for someone. This really gets rid of judgment and seeing things as one against the other. This was huge for me. Remember, I was the God-fearing, Jesus-following, Bible-toting, good news-spreading, being at church every time the doors were open kind of girl. In my world, this created a lot of judgment towards others. God doesn't want this. He is nothing but love, patience, tolerance, and acceptance. He is also the Mac Daddy troop leader that will help you to create your own new reality. So just always keep the phone lines open. He'll let you know. Okay, back to the story. I think the first 3 years of my journey was spent getting rid of things so I would have lots of room for rebuilding. I did learn new things in this time, but it seemed I was learning new attitudes to get rid of the old ones. I learned that we are all connected, so it truly matters how I treat others. Don't make judgment over where someone is in their life. You don't know where they are on their own journey. The human eye sees things much differently than the spiritual eye does. Warning! On this journey, you will experience high levels of consciousness. Next, I learned that it takes everyone being on different journeys to keep me in practice for acceptance. There is really no one path that is right or wrong. This adds wonderful flavor to the world. I know, you want to see the answers to my questions from earlier. Okay, those answers came in what I see as phase two. Phase one, empty the bucket. Phase two, start to refill. So here goes. In December 2014, I received a letter in the mail from my sister Elizabeth. Little did I know that this letter was going to be my slingshot into phase two. She let me know that our mother had passed away, backed with beautiful stories of how Mom never forgot me and always remembered my birthday. This was life-changing for me. I immediately felt a connection that was truly grateful. I felt inside that the hand of God Himself was literally healing my heart as I read her letter. I called Elizabeth when I was done, and we talked for 5 hours. By the end of this conversation, I knew that she could guide me to some of the missing pieces of my puzzle. She has not only been used as a teacher, but a best friend. We have experienced in the last 6 months together more of God's grace and guidance than I have experienced all my years prior. Now remember what I told you. Whatever new information comes your way, always pray if this is what God wants for you. Just because my sister has been a huge tool in helping me find answers doesn't mean I haven't kept God in the loop. That way, I have the confidence that whatever I believe now is truly what God would have me to be. So here goes. Question number one. Why is God so big until He stands next to Jesus? I never understood why Jesus was the utmost focus. To me, this felt wrong. Though Jesus' importance in my life has not changed, His position has. I see now that God, being the incredible creator that He is truly in everything. Not just things that I see, but things that I don't see. He created molecules, atoms, cells, etc. So therefore, He is in everything. The energy in the universe, the sound waves coming out of your radio, and that feeling you get on the inside when something makes sense or doesn't. That's God. Question number two. Why is Jesus the only way to God when God is the Almighty Creator? I do not agree with this anymore. God is so completely love and light that He gives us as many lifetimes as we need to allow our souls to learn and master all the things that He has for us. See, our soul starts with a plan, and we have to have that plan completed and mastered. And when the work is done, we can ascend and rest in the presence of God Himself. This is God's ultimate desire for us. Question number three. Why does it take so much sorrow, Jesus' crucifixion, to get to the ultimate goal, heaven? I feel that if this was the only way to heaven, then God picks favorites of who can be with Him and who can't because of rules. I don't believe God can be bound by rules. I believe that saying the only way to heaven is through Jesus' Son is a human way of having control over the masses. Jesus' crucifixion was a beautiful picture of love and sacrifice and what our end game is, ascension into heaven. I'd much rather focus on Jesus' life and all the examples that He set for us to follow. He was the most amazing teacher that has ever walked the planet. The world is His classroom and He is the teacher. Go to school with Jesus? Yep, count me in. Question number four. Why do I have to look a certain way to represent Christianity? No tattoos, no crazy color hair, no outrageous self-expression. There are a few church families out there that will take someone in no matter how they come, but those are very rare. Most religious Christians could give you a scripture to back their prejudice. I know, because I was one of them. However, with my higher level of consciousness, I now realize that I took a lot of scripture out of context to back up my power that was given to me by being a Christian. Power, huh? More like my own ignorance. All God expects from you is for you to follow your path and to complete your lessons so you can be with Him. I really don't think how you look would affect this. Question 5. Why did the omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent God create humans that were going to hell? I don't believe He did. Separation from you is not what He wants or would ever accept. He loves you immensely and is excited for you to get home with Him. I know reincarnation is a very controversial and intense subject. However, this is the only thing that makes sense to me that allows God to take the position he deserves. God is love, period. Doesn't the Bible say love is patient, love is kind, love does not judge? Why would we tell man to be this way and then say that the one who created us is judgmental and full of wrath? That doesn't make sense to me. Question number 6. Why would he allow free will to separate us from him? He didn't. God sees all of us as beautiful. Our free will is part of that beauty. The further along our path we get, the higher our consciousness is, the more our free will draws us closer to him. When he gave us the right to take our journey in our own ways, it allows us to learn things completely in the end. It is just up to us how long it takes. He loves you so much that he is willing to wait. Our God is an awesome God. I wrote this story to let people know that you are not alone. If the title sparked an interest, that maybe you have asked many of the same questions that I did. My circle got very small very quick, and going against the grain was very new to me, but it was worth it. God is much bigger to me now, and things, one by one, have started to make sense. I hope this story has either given you a yearning for your own truth or has answered some questions and brought you peace. Remember, no path is wrong and they are all important. Just make sure you are on the one that is right for you. I wish you lots of light and I send big loves your way.